their leaves are narrow. And the cottonwood you have down in Salt Lake, for instance, they're round.
Well, a poplar.
Yeah, poplar. And, well, yeah. Then we have the aspen tree and serviceberry and the western red cedar and juniper and lodgepole pine and a little yellow pine. That's called ponderosa pine, too, over around the Dutch John. And we have pinyon pine. That's a pinot pine.
Are there any other kinds of broadleaf trees?
Well, there's mountain mahogany. Some of that. There's a little bush here. And broadleaf trees.
Do you ever have anything called a sycamore?
No. No.
How would you pronounce that, though?
Sycamore.
Would you ever call aspen by another name?
Quaking aspen.
Do you ever call them Quakers or Quakers?
Yeah, we do. We call them Quakers.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What about, what would you call a plant that comes up without cultivation? For example, if you...
Well, we usually call them weeds.
But if, for example, if you have something planted this year and then next year some come up...
Oh, you mean perennial plants? Well,
or another term. For example, in Utah, you have a plant tomatoes this year, and then maybe one comes up on
volunteer.
Okay. Yeah, that's awesome. Now,
wild oats. We have a lot of that in our fields where we try to raise grain.
See, now, what about what would you call a bunch of trees that are out together on the plain?
Copse.
That would be the group together. Okay. And what about you mentioned bush.
Oh, there cost you a lot in the restaurant. What do you call them?
Have you heard the term
capon.
All right. What about animal calls? Do you ever call your animals in or feed
them? Oh,
time?
Sure. Just rattle a bucket. That's the best call.
How you call cows? Milk cows in?
Yeah, well, sometimes, hey, bossy. Sometimes you have a dog trained to bring them in. Oh, we just call her name and shake the oat bucket. That's the best way to catch him.
Okay, what about would you ever have to call the pigs or chickens?
Oh, heavens. They hear you walking and they come. Yeah, you can call them. Hey, chicken.
Okay, that's great. Now, did you ever have any other kind of animals around the one that they say is man's best friend?